In times in the past, Baton Rouge Fire Department has been called upon to help out our neighbors when they're hit by a natural disaster, and that is the case right now as our Urban Search and Rescue is eastward helping out to clean up after Helene. Here is our Baton Rouge Fire Chief, Michael Kimble. Chief Kimble, good morning. Welcome aboard. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well as well. I appreciate you hopping on for a quick couple of minutes here. Tell me, how quickly do we deploy and what are our specializations? Because it feels like we're pretty good at this. I mean, it's unfortunately that we have to be good at it, but, you know, we do shine at a time like this.
Yes, we do. And like I said, it's unfortunate that we have the experience that we do from past storms that's coming to our area. And there's just an opportunity for us to give back to our public safety partners across the United States. And it says a lot about the men and women that make up the team of Urban Search and Rescue Task Force 2 from the state of Louisiana. Currently, the team we have here operating is made up of Baton Rouge, Zachary, Eastside, East Baton Rouge EMS, and the State Fire Marshal's Office. We're operating out of Greenville County, South Carolina. It's a very robust community, a very large county that had a lot of wind damage that they were not was not predicted to impact this community in this county. And a lot of tree damage, a lot of structural damage. And we've been here on the grounds for today is day 3 for us of operation. Mm-hmm. And a lot going on with our crews.
I would assume that this mission is open-ended. You know, they're working until they're done, right?
As it stands right now, we're working till it's done. We're keeping a very close eye on back home. Our team is keeping a very close eye on the Gulf. And, you know, there's some storms they're discussing and some possible things that's going to take place here towards the end of the week and into the weekend. So we're preparing, communicating with the state of South Carolina to potentially reach some of our resources to get back home to protect our state.
We're talking with Baton Rouge Fire Chief Mike Kimble about the Urban Search and Rescue efforts that are going on right now. A number of folks from the area are in South Carolina. Chief Kimble, I've got to ask you about topography here, because it's not exactly the same in North Georgia or South Carolina as it is in Louisiana. Does that present challenges for our people, or are they trained up on how to deal with more hilly country?
So our guys are trained to work off, most of our guys you see doing rope training outside of a building or a tower. We do a lot of rope rescue stuff in rural areas, and this is pan out to work out for us in this event. Yesterday, our task was a critical infrastructure of an antenna system that if it went down, it was on backup power, it would shut down the whole state of South Carolina and some of North Carolina. And we were tasked to cut up a very large mountainside to get to this tower and get fuel to it. And
wow,
we accomplished that goal. It is different terrain for our guys. We're not used to walking up and dealing with the tall hills or mountains. And to us, looks like a mountain. They call it a hill here, but, you know, to us, it's a very large mountain, and our guys are adapting very well to it and in very good spirits.
We got about 30 seconds left. Can you sum up how extensive the damage looks thus far?
So the damage here is very extensive. It goes, but compared to what we've seen back home, some Gustav style here, but just north of us in North Carolina, they're dealing with some catastrophic swift water flooding. The water, you know, they've received about 30 inches equivalent to what we received in 2016, mm-hmm. but it's coming off of a hillside. So it's moving at a very, very high speed, and it's some very, very dangerous. And water rescues are currently still taking place as we speak.
I wanted to get you in here just to get an initial check. Can we get you back on later in the week for an update?
You give me a call, brother. We'll make it happen.
He is Baton Rouge Fire Chief Mike Kimble. I always appreciate the time, brother.